The massive boilers of the steamship Venture were working at full pressure. Flow valves opened and steam jetted along the pipes to the main thrust outlets. Slowly at first, having to carry the huge weight of the Buccaneer as well as its own mass, the Venture started to move. Struggling and straining, it gently eased forwards, pushing the enormous bulk of the larger ship ahead of it. Sally, Elvis and Smithers all felt the slight jolt as the ship shuddered and started to move. Elvis and Smithers were working at the hatch, tearing at the backs of the rivets holding the locking mechanism.
"They're trying to break free," Smithers said.
"No," Sally said. "They haven't attempted to disengage the clamps. Does he think that if he moves us out of the Zeg, we'll just let them go?"
"Going the wrong way for that," Smithers said, without looking up. "My motion sensors put us on a course of 279 by 514. That's taking us further into the Zeg."
He stopped working at a rivet and slowly stood up.
"Oh, my cripes," he said.
Then Smithers and Elvis were running, racing as fast as they could back towards the engineering section. Sally went to the screen. Lines of interference were shooting across it, but the doctor's face was still visible.
"Very clever," Sally shouted, "but it won't work. Smithers and Elvis will offline and revert to steam operation, and the Zeg doesn't affect me anyway."
"You won't kill me that easily."
"I'm not trying to kill you," the doctor said.
"I don't have to."
Then he turned away, as if she were no longer of any consequence.
"Right," he was shouting to his friends. "We need to get to the forward escape pod before..."
Then his voice was lost in white noise and static. The picture became a mass of grey. Sally stared at the useless screen. What did he mean?